The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Welcome, folks. Here we are, back in the woods, the woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got the woman, the kids, no dogs. And we're way out here in little visited North Dakota. Least visited state in America. Not a little place, a big place. Kind of like Big Sky country. You have a big sky here in North Dakota. This is James Kelso talking to you from North Dakota live. We'll be together for 2 hours here this Sunday, May 15th. And you're welcome to call in. There will be time for callers today. So don't hesitate to call in at our call-in number, which is, I've got it right here on my mouse pad, 512-248-8252. And you can call in any time. And I've got a message board here from the engineers, the Republic Broadcasting Engineers in Round Rock, Texas. Let me bring that chat board up. Here it is right here. So I'll see you as soon as our astute engineers down there in Round Rock, which is due south of me. How many miles is it as the bird flies? It's way over 1,000 miles. we're about as far north as you can get in the U.S. here. And Round Rock's down where the sun blazes, due south of us here. I think the birds, well, this week we saw a rose-breasted grosbeak in our bird feeders. Beautiful bird, and I didn't know this, that bird probably flew over Texas before it flew onto our bird feeders. The rose-breasted grosbeaks, beautiful, beautiful bird. My goodness, the blaze on the breast is bright rose red, and the black and white marking on the wings, a beautiful yellow beak, big bird for, you know, songbird size, bigger than the little songbirds we have. But they come up here to mate, and then they fly south, and it's amazing how beautiful Mother Nature is. They fly in one night. They fly across the Gulf of Mexico, all the way to Central America, Panama, Colombia, Mexico, in their flyways, crossing the Caribbean, the Gulf of Mexico. Unbelievable. I guess to, you know, flourish in the food sources there. Then the next spring, they'll fly north again across North Dakota, Minnesota, Michigan, and up into Canada. Yes, folks, that's what we call excitement up here in North Dakota. And that's one reason I'm here. And one of the things that's happening is too much excitement. That's part of our enemy's strategy here as the world collapses all around us, as they are collapsing the world. It's not a passive verb there. It's not collapsing. It's being collapsed by the commies, the Bolsheviks, the one-worlders, the globalists, the nihilists, the weirdos, the perverts, the sickies. This is their biggest shot in any of our lifetimes at destroying everything. So yes, and there's one of the ways they're doing it is by creating too much going on. I just listened to Steve Bannon say this, and I'll talk a little bit about Steve Bannon in today's show. I'll tell you what, Stephen K. Bannon, what a man, what a hero, what a giant in our cause. And I'm going to recommend a couple people to you in today's show. as people you ought to be listening to and heeding. Stephen K. Bannon, I just listened to him talking about the what the left is doing to us. And he calls it a complex system collapse. This man is a brilliant philosopher, a brilliant analyst. You'll recall Stephen K. Bannon was a top advisor, maybe the top advisor to Donald John Trump when he first entered the White House. And then the deep state started pummeling Steve Bannon, trying to destroy him. Simultaneously, they were pummeling Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, trying to destroy him. He came into the White House as Donald Trump's top security advisor, and Donald Trump put him in charge of American national security initially. And they succeeded in clobbering Mike Flynn. And I hope when Donald Trump re-enters the White House on January 20th, 2025, what a day. Can you look forward to that day? That's going to be one. I'll tell you what. That's going to be the bottom of the ninth inning. I'll tell you what. When you imagine all the destruction that will occur between now and then, it'll be Donald Trump and the Patriot team, the mega MAGA team. We will be down by three runs at the bottom, in the bottom of the ninth inning. And Donald Trump will step to the plate with, thank God, the bases loaded. Steve Bannon on first, Tucker Carlson on second, and who do we put on third base? Somebody, you nominate another hero. Donald Trump, hopefully he won't be, well, even if he has to make a golf swing. You ever seen one of those golf swing home runs? Donald Trump will do a perfect fairway golf swing shot. He'll tee off, and we'll win 4-3. Yes, bottom of the ninth, make it even more colorful. Two outs, bottom of the ninth, bases loaded. Donald Babe Ruth Trump steps to the plate. Anyway, let's see, what have we got for you here today? Let me get my eyes on my message board. Here it is. I tried to do that. I put it just beyond the microphone here. If your name pops up from the engineers, by the way, those engineers, that bricks and mortar Republic Broadcasting Network that you support, do not flag in your support. Keep those checks, those funds, that support coming to Round Rock, Texas at republicbroadcasting.org. Just look on the pages there, brilliantly done website, and keep those brilliant folks funded. The Republic Broadcasting is one of the important surviving pieces of the Patriot arsenal. So keep whatever you choose to support. You can't support it all, but pick a few things that you want to support and then dig in and really, you know, this will be one of the themes of today's show, that we're talking about the complex system collapse. When the complex system finally collapses fully, it really isn't going to matter that much how much your careful husbanding of your resources throughout your life, your careful investing, all your hard work, that's going to all go down the drain. Now, don't let me lapse into gloom here. Steve Bannon will be the first one to condemn me for lapsing into gloom, as would Tucker Carlson and Donald Trump. But I will bring a few dark clouds over the show today, as do those great leaders. We do not want to be whistling past the graveyard. But so invest in all that money. This is what you do. All that saving you did, all that building of something, that the property you invested in, all that you've done, the achievement of your life. This is what you were investing for, to save your world, save your descendants in that moment when it is all at stake. So don't hold back. You won't be sorry. I'll tell you what, if on January 20th, 2025, you and I, all of us, we get to revel on that day and cheer our leader as he brings Steve Bannon back into the White House, as he brings Lieutenant General Mike Flynn back into the White House, and he should add a few stars to Mike Flynn's shoulders. And he ought to make Stephen K. Bannon, he ought to, can he as president promote? I forget the rank of Steve Bannon in the Navy. Was he a commander? Can he promote him to admiral? He should. Oh, that would rub the left raw. Oh, man, would that would chap their ass. I'll tell you what, if Stephen K. Bannon was made an admiral. But on that day when they when if you have, let's say you in the course of the intervening months between now and that date, you spend a good chunk of money to help make it happen, you're not going to be sorry. You are not going to say to yourself, wait a minute, I had boy, I had all that stuff stashed away, and I had that property there and that so on, and I contributed to the cause, and I saved the world. I helped save the world. You're not going to be sorry you did that. You're going to be sorry if on January 20th, 2025, who, another Bolshevik is sworn in as president, and at that point we're swirling around the toilet, all of us. Then you're going to be sorry you didn't invest big in the cause. All right, who can we listen to today? I want to spend some time talking about another hero, the man I put on second base, Tucker Carlson. He did a show Wednesday that is huge. It's epic. So I want to play a little from that show that Tucker did on Wednesday. And this is Tucker and Stephen Bannon. This is guys showing guts. Then I want to play a little from Steve Bannon on Friday. I want to play a little bit of Donald Trump himself yesterday in Austin, Texas, not that far from Round Rock. He was at the Austin Convention Center. And so we'll listen to the mega MAGA leader there in Austin. So let's launch into that. And let's see, where should we start? Let's start with Donald Trump himself. Let me look at my notes here and see if there's any kind of preface that I wanted to make. We will get to Tucker Carlson, especially to a piece that he did on Wednesday called There Is Something Really Wrong. And in that piece, Tucker Carlson directly addresses the rot, the core of the issue that's facing us. And let's go to the president first. Let's start with something upbeat. Now, the role that these three men play is different. Tucker Carlson and Stephen Bannon are free to, they have much more freedom of operation in what they say to us than does Donald Trump. He does not, he has to, he is the president. We did reelect him in 2020, and he has to assume a slightly different role as the top man in the cause. His lieutenants, Carlson and Bannon, can maneuver around like General Lee's cavalry. General Lee has to stay in the command. He can't go out with Jeb Stuart behind the enemy lines. So here we go. Let's go to Donald Trump. Here he is. Now, the introduction here, he is in Austin, and let's see if I've got the whole, here it is, right here. Here it is. You'll hear a little Lee Greenwood, proud to be an American, and then hear our leader. Next to you, and defend her still. Sorry to blow your ears out. There ain't no doubt I love this land. This is yesterday. God bless the U.S.
Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Austin. Thank you very much, and thank you for being here. And did I just got to hear my son? I don't hear him too much speaking. I think he did a very good job. Where is Don? Come here, Don. Come here. You can't give that kind of a speech before I speak. They'll say the father's a stiff. I don't want that kind of a speech. It's too good. Anyway. Great crowd. I'll tell you, he loves the country. You can see that enthusiasm for our country. That's what it's all about, right? Enthusiasm. And there's nowhere, speaking of enthusiasm, like Texas. I love Texas. Remember, they said it's going to be a very close race in Texas. It's going to be very close. So he's against God. He's against oil, he's against guns. And they said it was going to be close. I didn't think so, and it wasn't close. We won that race by a lot. But I'm thrilled to be back in the Lone Star State with thousands of hardworking American patriots who love our country, honor our history, and proudly salute our great American flag. I want to begin by thanking your terrific leaders here in Texas. They really are great leaders. They really are amazing people. Friends of mine, but they're warriors. Your governor, Greg Abbott, he's really worked hard. Your lieutenant governor, one of the greatest politicians I know. I've endorsed more people, but this man, he tells me, we have a great state senator. We have a great land commissioner who happens to be here. We have a great everything. Everything's always so great. And if they ever go against me, I call them up. I say, Dan Patrick, what the hell did you do? But your Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, Dan, what a good man. His son, by the way, did a fantastic job as U.S. Attorney. We have a wonderful man who I think is one of the best in the country, one of the sharpest, and he's a fighter like no other. He's your Attorney General, Ken Paxton. So, thank you, Ken. Great job. Yeah, Ken's got a big election. Get out there and vote. Get out there and vote. I hear you're doing very well. By the way, I hear you're doing very well, but let's bring home the bacon, right? Let's bring it home. Ken Paxton, get out and vote for him. A friend of mine and a warrior for a long time. He's been doing this for a long time. He's a real professional. He loves your state. Representative John Carter. John, thank you. It's a beautiful wife. Thank you, John. And your next land commissioner is somebody that's really a star, and she's going to be a rocket ship. You watch. Dawn Buckingham. Thank you, Dawn. Thank you. Future State Senator Pete Flores. Thank you, Pete. Good luck. You're going to do well.
So he's going to go through a litany here of folks. Good chance to take a break. I hope he mentions Chip Roy. We'll be right back after this break. Their last Saint John.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America.
Boy, is that song apropos right now? Let's rebuild America first. To hell with this $40 billion Mitch McConnell in Ukraine, shoveling $40 billion to the corrupt oligarchs of Ukraine, and guaranteeing that a war that, as President Trump has made so clear, should never have happened in the first place, should have been, whose conclusion and cessation should have been negotiated immediately, every day since. McConnell, Schumer, Pelosi went to Ukraine. Jill Biden, doctor, she has a doctorate in education. Dr. Jill Biden went to Ukraine, gave flowers to Zelensky's wife. All of these people guaranteeing by their insanity, by their evil, that thousands of people who would live are going to die. A war that would be short is going to be long. A world that had no, that our entire world will be held in the grip of very possible nuclear war. These are the most evil people who have ever disgraced the landscape of the United States. Let's listen to, and we've got to hang on till Donald Trump resumes command, his commander-in-chief role, and that then that prospect of nuclear war will recede oh so quickly. And just the fact that he is now, everybody has to calculate on this basis that Donald Trump, he's certain to run in 24. It appears he will win. So if you're any foreign leader or any person anywhere in the world, you've got to calculate, forecast in your head, I'm not going to be dealing with Joe Biden and the demon rats in a few months, as far as the Senate and House are concerned, and in just a bit more than 2 years, I'll be dealing with Donald Trump. So let's listen to Donald Trump for just a moment. This is a good story he's telling about landing. I'm not sure where he's landing here. Is it in Afghanistan or somewhere? He's in one of his presidential flying machines. And I think he's looking out the window, and there's no runway down below. So listen to what he has to say. I haven't heard this story before.
1 hour, they said, we got to turn our lights off. I never saw anything like it. This thing.
They land with lights off for the security of the president, landing in pitch black.
They had it closed, they had every light off. You couldn't see anything, but I went up with the pilots. These pilots, better looking than Tom Cruise, okay? No, they were central casting. You could put them in a movie right now. Nobody would believe they're from Hollywood. Better looking than Tom Cruise and much stronger. So I'm with the captain and all the people up there, and we're flying blind. You couldn't see anything. And I'm saying, Captain, are we close? Yes, sir, we'll be there in 5 minutes. Where are the runways, Captain? I don't see a runway. We're in the middle of a desert in Iraq. And I said, I don't see anything. No problem, sir. Don't worry about it. Then I hear 1,000. 900, that's steep. You know what 900 feet is when you're in a plane like that? It looks like you're already landing. 800, 700, 600, 500. I said, Captain, are we okay? Yes, sir. No problem, sir. And he's up there cool as a cucumber, and I'm sitting there. I say, do I get a Congressional Medal of Honor for this trip? I'm thinking about it. Am I allowed to give myself a Congressional Medal of Honor? Being so brave to sit up there and watch us land in the middle of a desert with no runway. And then it goes 400, 300, 200. Boom, we land. You hardly had a light, little tiny lights. Because it's like a war zone. After 21 years, it was still a war zone. And we land, I say, Captain, was I brave? I called home. Sort of like Brian Williams, right? Remember him? The plane was shot out. They were shot. Lion Brian, remember that son of a gun? Lion Brian, the plane was shot. I didn't know. Hillary had the same thing, right?
Bullets all over her helicopter. That lion son of a gun, he said. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired.
We're back, folks. Let's resume where the president is giving a fun moment. And, you know, this is the president's morale, his fighting spirit is very pertinent. There's so much weight on his shoulders to know that he is the same Donald Trump he's been all along, and that this has not bowed him, that he hasn't been broken. That's the point of the left. Is break us all, break our morale, discourage us, get us to retreat, to give up, to withdraw from the battle. Donald Trump is not doing that. Let's listen to him for just a moment. And, you know, another thing I'm going to insert in today's show is another hero. I was wondering who we could put on third base in that home run from Donald Trump in the bottom of the ninth. Here's one who... a pinch runner, Dinesh D'Souza, can stand on third base. And his movie, 2,000 Mules, what a blow against our enemies. I bought it today. It's $29.90-something, $30 call it. I bought the movie at Dinesh D'Souza's website on locals.com. And it's a very smart thing to do. The two reasons it's smart. One is I haven't found a way to watch the movie without buying the movie. You want to watch it. You want to show it to as many people as possible. Alex Jones has said he was so impressed with the movie that he wants to find some way to buy in bulk 100,000 DVD copies and to get it seen, to get it viewed. Jones's philosophy is everything, anything I've ever produced, copy it, copy it, copy it. It's free, take it, but get it out there. He's got the right priority there. Anyway, so I'll play a little bit of that, which I have queued up here, especially the end of 2000 Mules. This is a movie that proves, it absolutely proves that the 2000 election was stolen. And more seriously, this is where Steve Bannon is talking about a system collapse, complex system collapse. Not only did they steal the election in 2020, we don't have elections in America anymore. It is so rotten, it is so evil and corrupt that we've been living in a fantasy world of thinking we had elections in America. It's only by overwhelming Hillary Clinton that Donald Trump was able to actually occupy the White House in 2017, January 20th of 2017, he was sworn in. He won so big in reality that the cheating that the Democrats were doing was insufficient to fend him off. In 2020, they were more ready for Donald Trump. And boy, and Dinesh D'Souza in this movie, which he is documenting the work of Carolyn Engelbrecht and a man named Phillips. These two people and their True the Vote organization went out and found, I think it's in the trillions of minutes of video, of cell phone data, proving who are the 2,000 mules. These are 2,000 vote fraud operatives that they document, and they only scratch the surface. Ladies and gentlemen, we have thousands upon thousands, tens of thousands of demon rat criminals, felons, who every election are stealing, every single election, or defrauding the American people. We have a complex system collapse. An election is a complex system that depends on lots of things, goodwill, civilized standards. They're gone. We are dealing with a vicious enemy, and we are in asymmetric warfare, and we're on the wrong end of the asymmetry. All right, let's go back to the president. Let me find him here. Here he is. He's in the middle of his story of landing in Iraq in pitch black in his presidential vehicle.
To be a full story, disinformation, they now call it disinformation. It sounds nicer as opposed to lying. Disinformation. No, Hillary did it, and so did Lyon Bryant. Lyon Bryant lost his job over it. He went to MSDNC, right? And I guess he got fired. He'll show up someplace. They never... You know, cockroaches, you can never kill them. No, they just show up.
It's true.
Never kill them. But I got out of the plane, and there was Raising Cane, General Raising Cane. I said, that's your real name? And he introduced me to another general who was a handsome guy, and he introduced me to a drill sergeant. I wish I looked like that. I would have been president 15 years earlier. These guys were so good. And then we went into a conference room of this really incredible military fort. It's just incredible the way it was. Just not a lot of big windows, I can tell you. And he told me this, and I said to him, all right, let's go. Let's do it. He said, I'll call you next week. And after less than 3 weeks, it was done. We took over the caliphate. We 100%. Remember when I said it's 98%? Remember when I said it's 98, 97? And I told, I announced it's 97%. We're bringing our great soldiers back home. And the press hit me. She didn't do 100%. I said, let Russia, Iran, Iraq, and the rest of them take care. We want to come home after 21 years. And I brought them all home, but we got it 100%. And General Raising Cane was unbelievable, I'll tell you. He hit them hard. He hit them hard. So we have great military, you know, and now we have a new military with a equipment was so old, the grandfathers flew some of the planes that the younger guys were flying. We also had tremendous success with therapeutics and Operation Warp Speed. Nobody's ever been able to do what we did with Operation Warp Speed, and even the enemy tells us that. Even the radical left lunatics tell us that. I rejected mandates and lockdowns and fought to get our children.
Now, as everybody in this audience knows, that last sentence about the unfortunate Operation Warp Speed is the only sentence that Donald Trump, this is my peanut gallery suggestion, needs to edit from his presentation. That's the only pothole that it's a Trump train, a mixed metaphor there. You have potholes in a railroad, but that's the only derailment for the Trump train.
Back into school. Under our leadership, the border was secure, our communities were safe, our country.
We'll skip the recitation of the incredible achievements of the Trump presidency. Let me go. I'm going to skip right through. This show is not going to be about this one speech, which is like an hour and 20 minutes long. I'm going to skip way into it here because I want to get to some of these other recordings. Let's get towards well into his speech. Let's see what, and I haven't heard this yet. This is my first run through.
So I said, I don't like this because I really am probably, I don't know. I was asked, what are you better at, construction and real estate or politics? I said, I don't know, but I know there are a lot of good real estate people around, but there's only one president, and especially when you won it twice, right? And we may have to do it a third time. We may have to do it. Our country is going to hell. But I went and I said, Admiral, in all due respect, I want to meet with the catapult people. They're called catapulters. Yes, sir. That's a strange request. I said, why is it you can't operate the plane. Why is that a strange request, right? So I see these five guys, great guys, real top mechanics. I say to them, who's the boss? I am, sir, Sam. Good, Sam. So what do you think of the catapult system that's electric? No good, sir. I said, will it ever work? No, sir, it's no good. I said, why is it no good? And why did they do it? They said, they did it, sir, because with electric, you can have it go as fast as you want, back and back. So it can go boom, boom, boom. There's only one problem. It takes 2 minutes to load the plane. And the steam builds up over the 2 minutes, and it's perfect, sir. And the steam's got more power. And the steam, I can fix it with a hammer and a blowtorch. And we have huge waves and bombs potentially coming in. You know, we're shot at and the waves are crashing. And every time a little water hits it, it goes.
Now, what the president is talking about right there is how he, as president, maybe some of you who recognize the terminology he was using there, he gets down to the nuts and bolts of. He is not only a leader at 35,000 feet over the whole picture, but he actually gets down in the trenches with the troops. And here he's talking to the catapult crew on a U.S. aircraft carrier. And he's asking, they're screwing up. They're not screwing up, but the bureaucrats in the Pentagon are screwing up, and they are building the wrong catapult system on nuclear aircraft carriers. And the president is hearing about this. So he goes down into the trenches, down into the belly of the ship, and he talks to the catapult crew, and he says, what's the deal here? And they tell him, it stinks. It's no good. The old system was better. And Donald Trump gets down in there and says, let's get this. We're going to go with what these guys who operate this thing say, not the admirals who don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. We're going to go with the guys who operate this thing, and we're going to get this. This probably was the aircraft carrier. Aircraft carrier is it? But is it the George? H.W. Bush. He got it right. And he got that aircraft carrier launched into sea.
It was out. I said, what happens when it goes out? We don't send our planes, sir. You can't send a plane out without the catapult. I said, that's a serious problem. So I said, so what would you do? He said, it doesn't work, sir. It doesn't work. And they spent $900 million overrun, not the cost, overrun, on trying to fix it. And it doesn't work. And I said, you better get it back. And then I went back and I said, what about the elevators? You guys know about the elevator? Yes, sir. How are they? They're terrible, sir. They don't work. We're not going to get the planes up if the water, a little water hits something. If a little water, and I know this from, we know this from first grade. If a little water hits the magnets, they don't work. So I said to him, we're going to have to do something, aren't we? Yes, sir. Then I see the architect. I say, it's the largest ship in the world, right? Yes, sir. Have you ever designed a ship before?
Oh, good.
Well, I did one about 10 years ago, sir. These people are so stupid. And I could tell you 100, 200 stories like that. They have no common sense. You know, people say, is Trump conservative? It's not a question of being conservative or not. Ask, who has common sense? Because most of this stuff, like a border. I want a border.
Exactly.
Call me conservative. Call me liberal. I want a border. I want voter ID. I want low taxes. Call me liberal. Call me anything you want. But when you think about it, most of it's common sense. I mean, I think 95% of it's not conservative or liberal. It's common sense. When Canada refused to come to the table to negotiate the NAFTA disaster, we have an agreement, the worst agreement ever made. So bad. It's such a once for years and years, decades. I pulled out a model of a little car. Somebody gave me a little car, and a little car from Barron in the old days. Just a little car, this big. I put it on my desk. Then Trudeau came into my office. I told him candidly, I said, look, I'm happy to tell you this, but if we don't make this deal, I'm going to tariff all of the cars that you send into the United States at about 25%. And you better make the deal, because otherwise I'm putting big, big tariffs on Canada. And he said, I'd love to make the deal. Who told you I wouldn't? Well, I was told you wouldn't. And we made the deal, and it's a great deal. Now Canada and Mexico want to renegotiate the deal. Don't do it. Don't do it. We suffered with the worst deal ever made in trade.
Now, this is vintage Donald Trump. Again, this man of incredible depth and breadth. Now he's, you know, based on common sense, he addresses everything. And this is earlier in the speech, you heard him say, am I a better builder or a better politician? This is Donald Trump, the builder / politician. He gets down in the hold of the aircraft carrier. He gets down in the production line of the car factories, and he applies what the politicians have no ability to do, which is common sense. Let's go. I'm going to skip right to the end of the speech. Let's go and see where he is. This is I'm bringing you this because it's Donald Trump. I want to keep you au courant with your president up to the minute. This is his speech yesterday in Austin, Texas. So you can keep track of your leader. Keep him in sight. What's he up to? What's he saying? How does he sound? How does he look? By the way, he looks great. He looks better now. I mean, what a specimen. He looks better now, I think, than at any time. He's got a great everything. His complexion, his hair, his physique, his energy, his posture.
We've been plotting to drastically restrict presidential authority to use tariffs. If they do that, they have given away our country. They're right now negotiating a deal to get rid of the presidential power to charge tariffs to other countries that are screwing us. Excuse me to the young people. Has anyone ever heard that word? No. They're taking advantage of us. And now these people in Congress want to get rid of presidential power to they're doing this for China and other countries. And you can't let them do that. They're all watching now. You can't do that. You can't take the power of tariffs away. If you do that, our country is doomed. we will be taken advantage of like never, ever, ever before. All China cared about is the tariffs. And now they're taking those tariffs. We took in billions. No president has ever taken in literally 10 cents from China. We took in billions and billions of dollars and saved our steel industry, by the way. Our steel industry is ready to go kaput. There's never been such a pathetic administration.
Wow. What wisdom. We'll be right back.
It'll still last 10 years like the shoe. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Big John, Big John. Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
All right. Let's return to Big Bad Donald John Trump, that is. in a moment here. And speaking of your next chance to hear Donald Trump, next weekend on this show, guaranteed, we will be covering the Donald Trump Mega MAGA event at the Ford Wyoming Center. So this sounds like an indoor event. I'll look it up in a moment. In Casper, Wyoming. That's on Saturday. So Sunday, come Sunday, we'll have that all queued up for you. You're not going to want to miss that. And of course, what's going to happen in Wyoming that you're going to love? Well, Donald Trump, there will be a focus to this event. Yeah, you're right. You know the focus, don't you? Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney will be taken to the laundry by Donald Trump next Saturday. And that should be, if it's not over already, that should be the end of her career in politics. Much of the state of Wyoming, I just looked at the map to see whether I can get there. It's like 760 miles. It's a little bit too long to drive. Maybe a lot too long, but in my beater. But I'll tell you what, if I lived anywhere in Wyoming, I'd be there. Casper's kind of to the eastern side of Wyoming towards South Dakota, not too far from Mount Rushmore. That's the one time I've been to Casper. I was driving through there on my way to, and I got to Mount Rushmore on the way on that trip from Provo back here to North Dakota. But the he will take her apart. And while he's at it, he ought to take the one of the Wyoming senators, John Barrasso. What a turd in the punch bowl John Barrasso is. This week, he might still be there, I don't know. This week, he was in Ukraine with Susan Collins, John Cornyn, and yes, the old turtle himself, Mitch McConnell, this piece of garbage, the Senate Majority Leader, and people like, boy, Stephen K. Bannon made it clear, any Republican who sides with Mitch McConnell as a leader of the Republican Party in the Senate needs to be ushered out of the party. We're going to take a break here and come back into our second hour. More Trump, some Tucker Carlson, some Steve Bannon, and some Dinesh D'Souza right after this break. Don't stop.
There, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.